There's a retirement party going on over there, and they are not happy about my jokes right now. It's okay, we can do anything we want. This is comedy. You can't do anything wrong in comedy. That's what's great about comedy. As long as you have fun, right, sir? Oh, why'd you say like you were scared? Yes, please don't pick on me. Don't sit in the front and go, how did he find me? I looked down. You were involved in this. You were in this all night, my friend. You are gonna be the part of it, my friend. You are the only black guy here tonight, and I am gonna get to know you. You are black, right? Because I called you a black guy, and it'd be awkward if you're like, hey, I'm white. You're black and Mexican? Holy shit. So you must be going to school for free. Is there any other Mexicans here? Oh my God. See how easy that was? How can the government not find you people? That is all you have to do is ask. They want to build a wall. What a waste of money that is. Just buy a bus and drive around. Any Mexicans here? No, 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 no. All right, get on. Drive up to Canada. Drop them off. I know a lot of you are confused. Why would you drop them off in Canada? Hello, that would make people not sneak back into America right there. You drop them off in Canada, they show up in t-shirts and it's cold, they're fucked, I tell you, right there. They will not come back to America without blankets and chiclets. What do you do? What's your job, brother?
Hey, bro, what's your job? Hey, bro.
You're a social worker? Nice. What does that mean? You take children away from people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much? Is that what you said? Supposed to be a joke and it came real. Are you with him, ma'am, or is he just taking your children? Don't cry, it's gonna be okay. You don't have to be with him. You're crying like you're gonna have to call your father and say, oh, I'm with a black and a Mexican. You two together? All right, that's fine. That's your friends. Well, thanks for putting that out there. Such weird times, everybody's like that. We're not gay, we're just friends. I just want to go to the bathroom that I want to go to the bathroom in. Everybody's all fired up because people are going to the wrong bathrooms. Everybody's all, oh my God, the transgenders are shitting. I don't know what they've been doing for the last 2015 years, but they've started shitting this year, everybody. What are we gonna do? They're pooping now. People are weird. They're confusing molester with the word transgender. It is completely different, all right? How do I explain this? My hockey coach did not dress up like a woman to molest me. He just molested me. That's all he did, okay? And some of you clapped and other people were offended. That's right. You got that, sir. That's a good joke. And it worked out good for me. I ended up making that hockey team, so it all worked out. That's right. I got a little bit of a handy, and then I got to play center ice. It's okay. Some of you don't know whether to laugh or not. You're like, oh my God. Was he molested? I don't know if he's molested. We gotta get out of here. Oh my God. You're crying still. I see you're wearing my favorite outfit, ma'am. You're wearing the shorts and high heels. Fantastic. I love that outfit. It says so much. It says, I'm going to the prom, but there could be a barbecue. My God, that is sexy. So smart. What if there's ribs at this event? Get my eating shorts. I'm about to fuck up a buffet. What kind of girls are you looking for there, fellas? What kind of girls do you like?
Like a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor? All right. Are you trying to sleep with me? Because I was like, what kind of girls do you like? I like to laugh. Yum, 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 yum. You like them tall, you like them short, you like them wide, you like them iceberg-like. What's that?
Curvy.
Tall and curvy. All right, I'll put it out there. Any tall and curvy girls? Sorry, buddy. Looks like it's not happening tonight.
Short and skinny.
Oh, just changed his mind. Short and skinny. Just keep describing girls until it happens.
One eye. Is anybody here with one eye?
Tell you what, cross-eyed people are dicks. Because they will not tell you which eye to look in. They will let you struggle for 15 minutes. Well, you try to figure out which one is the dominant one. And they know what you're doing because they brush their teeth in the mirror every morning, so they've seen it before. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Those are the people that should have their own show on the TLC right there. Cross-eyed Life, I'd watch that show, I tell you, right there. You put them in a round room, they gotta find their way out. It'll never happen, though, never happen. Too many midget shows on the TLC. Yeah, 18 midget shows on the TLC. They only need one, I get their struggle, they can't reach it. I told that joke in Syracuse a couple weeks ago, some lady snapped. Don't say that word. And I was like, what word? And she said, midget. I was like, why, how come you can say it? And she said, I'm a midget. And I have horrible eyes. And I said, you look normal. She said, I'm on a stool, you motherfucker. That was the night I was punching the dick by a midget. Because once they come running at you, you cannot slow them down. I'll tell you that. They have very powerful buttocks with those little legs. It's an inertia thing. She just come like that. Some of you are laughing. Other, that's bullshit. That didn't happen. That's right. It didn't happen. She actually punched me right here. Had I been a black man, I would have been punched in the dick by a midget. But I'm a white guy. She missed me by this much. Some of you are laughing. Other, we got big dick too. Nah. No, you don't, white guy. Everybody knows. White large is a black medium. Oh, this crowd is interesting as hell. You guys are tight on some of these.
I don't want to get involved in this. I don't even know.
I don't even know what kind of dick you'd have. Black Mexican, I have no idea. I'm guessing. You have Mexican balls with a black dick or Mexican dick with black balls? You don't know? I don't know. Do we want to see it? This could be a big night for you. People want to see your dick. You're about to find out what you have. That was weird. A bunch of white guys clapped. That was the weird part.
Let's see it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
How rich are you people? Pretty rich? Is that what you just said?
You're pretty good.
How do you make your monies?
I drill holes.
You drill holes? Do you have a drill?
A large
drill? We're talking about your cock right now? Because I feel very uncomfortable by the way your eye went up and you looked at me. I'm trying to talk to you about work, and you're like, I got a big penis, I don't have to work. Guy with checkers, what do? You feel like you're a nice guy.
I work at, in L.A.
You work at in L.A.? Have you been kidnapped? What do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm an intern.
You're an intern?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to be? Why did you point at a different... Don't point at the boss. You're an intern for a reason. You take the bullet for him. Where do you work where they don't give you money? What's that?
A clearing firm?
All right. What does a clearing firm do? Holy shit. Is one of your bosses here? I need to talk to him. Teal, are you the boss?
I am the boss.
All right. Here you run a clearing firm. Is it like lawnmowers? What's a clearing firm? Because the kid that you guys hired for no money has no clue what you do.
Stock.
What's that?
Stocks.
Your boss has Tourette's? Stocks. I can see why you didn't want me to talk to that table. How did you become the boss? Stocks. Shots.
So, no idea.
You don't know how you became the boss? Well, you're doing good so far, intern. If you have no clue, it sounds like you might be the boss any day now. Are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm married to her.
To her? Learned her name yet? You say good-looking woman? Is that a good-looking woman? You guys got kids? Holy sh! What is going on at that table? You guys have enough kids, and then you still hired an intern? Make one of your kids work, for Christ's sake! Do you ever get invited to Christmas there, intern?
I'm the kid.
Which one's your favorite child? There's obviously got a favorite because she did this. I'm not playing this game, David. Are you David? Of course, the one that works for free for dad. That's your favorite child, the money maker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will you have any more kids, Mom and Dad?
Just the four.
Shut it down after that. We are not gonna have kids, me and my wife, mostly because she's gorgeous and I look like Shrek. And I know if we have a child, it'd end up being a girl and then get my genes and then I'll have to shave her eyebrow every morning before she goes to school. She'll just come running in, Daddy, is it time? Yes, baby. Vroom. Thank you, Daddy. You guys are fun. Let's get out of here. What do you guys want to do? Want to go to Walmart and beat the shit out of whoever's in there as a group? They'll never see it coming. You lead us, shorts. I'm looking for pants. And then we'll just rush in and start punching the hell out of people. Black guy, you stay in the car, because it's probably going to get blamed on you no matter what. That is bullshit, I tell you. Some of you clap. How long have you been black? Did you not know? You're like, I don't know how long I've been black. I'll quit picking on you. It's been a lot of fun. Talk to you guys next. Are you a couple? Are you married? Or are you gonna be like this couple and cry? How long have you been married?
14 years.
14 years? Nice. I've been married for 2. If you need any advice, come to me after the show. Tell you what I've learned so far. Women are dirtier when you date them than when you're married to them. Say, thank you. A couple people laughed. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Other people aren't married. Is that true? Yeah, it's true. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, they got no time to send pictures of the bing bong chicka ding ding ding. Got errands to run. As soon as you put a ring on their finger, got no time. You know, my wife sent me a picture of the other day, peanut butter in the fridge. With a note saying, did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? There is 2 of us that live together, Lester Holtz. If you cannot figure out who put the peanut butter in the fridge, let me narrow it down for you. Did you put the peanut butter in the fridge? No, because I put the peanut butter in the fridge. That's who put the peanut butter in the fridge. Case solved. Bung, bung. That's right. Some of you know what that noise was. That was a Law and Order case solved noise. Bung, bung. And then my wife said this, and I almost lost my mind. Peanut butter is harder to spread when it is in the fridge. If you can't spread peanut butter, you might want to start lifting some weights, because you are a fucking pussy. Yes, that is what I thought. What I said was, okay. Because I will talk a lot of shit up here tonight, but it does not work at home. I'll tell you that much right now. I tried once, and now I have to walk the dog every day and pick up its crap, and that dog's a dick. Because I'm pretty sure he can count, because he tries to outshit how many bags I have with me every time. Come on, Lou, get it together. Nobody shits 6 times in a mile. Old people, what did you do before you came here? Are you deaf? I hope you shit your pants. Ma'am, how did you meet him? How did you become his lover?
How did I meet him?
Yes. There is, yes, fucking yes.
I met him on the beach.
You met him on the beach? All right.
65 years ago.
65 years ago. That was different times, right? No. I've been doing jokes all night. You guys haven't applauded once. They live. You guys clap. You know how easy it was to meet somebody on a beach 65 years ago? What beach were you on?
Rockaway Beach.
New York, yes, I know. Thank you very much. Somebody yelled out. New York, did you just finally make it out to the West Coast?
No, we live in Florida.
You live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're visiting.
You're visiting? I know how it works, ma'am, when you live someplace else. Any chance are you staying with children and they sent you out tonight?
No, staying with family.
That's brother. Family over there?
Brother.
That's your brother and sister?
Brother and
sister-in-law. It's probably best that they're not brother and sister. So what kind of car are you guys driving? Cadillac?
Which one?
What's that?
Which one of us?
Which one of you? You're all driving separate cars? Are you serious? Should we warn the CHP right now? Because I've had a conversation with you. I can't imagine all four of you merging at the same fucking time. Sit down, ladies. Doing a big show. God damn it, sit down. How old are you, sister?
Oh, 37.
37?
Yes.
How's it going? Everything turning out the way you thought it would?
Perfectly.
Perfectly? Married? You married?
No, not so much.
All right, that was your friend that just heckled you. That was weird. Is everything good? It's great, it's fantastic. Married? No, she isn't. Are you looking for a man? All right, I got four brothers. Guys, she's 37. It's gonna be fantastic. She's a little older than you, but there's gonna be snacks in the fridge afterwards. Ma'am, you've ever been with a young guy?
My dad's right there.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Pretty sure the proper answer would have been no. Not my dad's right there, but if Dave wants to meet me near the bathroom, I'll give him a handy and he can join my hockey team. 37, you still want him? She nodded, yes. This is the biggest night ever, David. God damn it. Did you just say I'm a teacher?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher, so I'm used to having crushes on younger men. Oh. What do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten? What kind of money do you make there, sister?
I'm over $100,000.
All right, I think the next question is... He said, at teaching.
Yes.
Yes. Where do you make $100,000? Which school?
Newport.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Oh, Newport. Yeah, correct. She makes $100,000. She's poor. She probably lives there, lives in a shack, but she makes $100,000. I hear the cost of living is expensive in Newport. Yes, it is. Do you know how expensive fake boobs are? Teacher, you don't have fake boobs, do you?
No, she does.
She does? I'm teaching kindergarten. I better get some sweet tits. You never know who's gonna be a single father. I better get myself some sweet titties to take to school. David, how you feeling about this now? Oh, man. Can't wait to touch these. They're gonna be... That was fun. What's that? I'm pretty sure your dad knew you had fake tits. I guarantee you. One day you just came into the house wearing a normal shirt, and then the next time you came in with huge tits. I'm pretty sure your dad wasn't like, well, Cindy really did something over the weekend, didn't she? You should see Dad's face. I don't feel like communicating about this. The new law at the house, you only turtlenecks. It's gonna make all the women wear turtlenecks. Who's the girl that keeps finking on you?
Our little sister.
Oh, our little sister and her real boobies. She's just jealous. She's probably got the cross-eyed ones. What's that?
Hers were naturally beautiful.
Hers were naturally beautiful? You don't think that just made your dad uncomfortable? Oh, I've got fake boobs. My sister has beautiful titties. There's gonna be a weird minivan ride home on. Quit looking at your sister's tits. What's that? Now your mom's talking. Now it's gonna get really interesting. She got them from me. I love this crowd. We should really build a village someplace. We know who the town elders will be. You'll build things with your drilling powers. You'll do shit for free. Dad, you'll be in charge of the money. Stocks, 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 stocks. You'll be the slutty one. Ladies beside the fake tit crew.